是有五位的弟兄姊妹归回爸爸的爱。
Today is a significant day. It's a day when five of us are returning to the Father's love.
是啊，今天你们宣告透过洗礼你们属于主耶稣的。
Today, through baptism, they're declaring that they belong to Jesus Christ.
今天在尼希米呢，我们读到我们是怎样归回爸爸的爱。
In Nehemiah today, we read about how we return to the Father's love.
PowerPoint 开下一张。是我们归回爸爸的爱，我们学习怎样去呼求他的名，去领受他的拯救。
We learn how to call on his name and to receive his rescue.
但是在尼希米的时候呢，他们当时以色列是觉得是没有希望的。
But in the time of Nehemiah, it seemed like there was no hope.
在第四节刚才读起，尼希米呢是坐下哭泣。
In verse 4, we read that Nehemiah sits down to weep and cry.
为什么他会这样做呢？
Why would he do this?
因为他刚刚收到消息，说原来耶路撒冷，他的城市呢，是他的城是被破碎，是被攻陷。
Because he had just received news that the walls of Jerusalem had been broken down and its gates burned up with fire.
是的，他的城墙是被火烧的。因为当时他很痛苦，见到他的家，他的家乡，他的城市，被当时的波斯国是攻陷。
He was grieving that he could see his city destroyed and that they were under the power of the kingdom of Persia.
而今天可能我们都见到我们世界，我们爱的地方都是被他的城被攻陷。
And maybe today we look around the world and we see places that we love in ruins with broken walls.
可能我们看到加拿大很多的，我们觉得啊，为什么会这样？我们看到美国这么多的枪击，为什么会这样？我们看到香港的情况，我们说为什么会这样？这个城市是这样的。
We might look across Canada and wonder why things are this way, or we look at the states in the recent shootings and we wonder how could this happen, or we could look at the situation in Hong Kong and just be in despair.
当我们好像没有希望的时候，我们可以怎样做呢？
When we don't have hope, what do we do?
在第四节，尼希米有四个行动。
In verse 4, there are four actions that Nehemiah follows.
这四样东西就是停止坐下哭泣、哀恸、禁食、祈祷。
The four actions are to stop, to mourn, to fast, and to pray.
这个是唯一的方法呢，是去拆毁黑暗的势力。
This is the only way to drive out the darkness.
唯一的方法去拆毁愤怒、沮丧。
The only way to break through the anger and the frustration.
而我哋睇一睇尼希米系点去祷告。
So let's look at how he prayed.
佢嘅祷告咧系宣告咧阿巴父同佢哋守约施慈爱。
His prayer looks at the covenant of love.
是啊，他说呢，我们的神就是天上的王，我们去下一章，我们一起去读出来啊。
So let's read out this passage together.
我们用中文或者用英文去读啊。
Use either English or Chinese. Go ahead.
Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God,
who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
神是大的神，即是说他比其他的神、其他的偶像、其他世上的王更加的大。
God is the great and mighty God. That means he's greater than all powers, all other idols.
他是大而可畏，即是说我们面对他就要敬畏他，我们 filled with awe, 我们见到他，哇，神你这么伟大的。
That means that because of who God is, we need to approach him with awe, approach him with fear and honor.
是这个大而可畏的神是跟我们守这个守慈爱的约。
This great and awesome God is the one who keeps his covenant of love with us.
神的约即是他跟我们的应许。
A covenant is a promise.
而他的应许就是他的永不完的爱。
And his promise is unfailing love.
我想我们今天每一个人来到都是因为我们都是见证过看到神的爱。
We're probably all here today because we have witnessed God's love in some way.
我们今天五位受洗的人都是因为你是经历过爸爸的爱，你才会选择来到洗礼的。
For the five people being baptized today, you've all experienced the Father's love in some way. That's why you're here.
我们看看下一张的 PowerPoint。 在原文那里，这个慈爱的字是 Hesed， 即是说神的永远的慈爱。
In the original language in Hebrew, the word for love is chesed, which can be translated as loving kindness.
这种爱是永不停止，是永远不会放弃我们的。
It is a never stopping, never giving up kind of love.
当尼希米去宣告神呢个慈爱嘅约嘅时候，佢系呼召以色列去记得啊，神对佢哋，对摩西系对佢对佢哋几好嘅。
When Nehemiah declares God's covenant of love, he is calling people to remember God's goodness toward Moses and Israel.
因为当时佢哋做奴隶，佢哋喺埃及，但系神对佢哋好好，所以带领佢哋出埃及，进入应许地啊。
Because back then they experienced God in the Exodus. They were led out of slavery. God's goodness led them into the promised land.
是啊，当时虽然他们是奴隶，虽然他们没有希望，但是在最有困难的处境的时候，神就让我们经历到他的爱。
Even though they were slaves in the times of greatest difficulty and hopelessness, that we can experience God's love is our hope.
不知道在这里的每一位有没有任何的难处呢？
Are any of you in any trouble right now?
当你向神去呼求，好似尼希米嘅时候，你都可以经历到佢嘅特别嘅供应。
When you cry out to God like Nehemiah, you too can experience God's mighty provision.
因为神对你嘅 hesed love 系永远不停，永远唔放弃。如果我哋爱佢同跟守佢嘅诫命。
Because God's hesed love never stops and never gives up to us who love Him and keep His commandments.
当我们去跟随他诫命的时候，其实我们就是会悔改，是归回天父爸爸。
When we obey his commandments, what we will do then is to repent and return to our Abba Father.
好，下一个 slide。你有没有留意得到呢？尼希米第一样嘅祷告嘅嘢系有咩行动呢？
Did you notice the first thing that Nehemiah prayed and said that he would do?
两个字。
Two words.
认罪。
Confess sin.
其实呢，今天这五位弟兄姊妹来到洗礼就是因为这样。
Actually, that's why these five candidates are here today to be baptized.
是啊，他们来到是要去认罪，领受神的赦免，也归回爸爸的爱。
They're here to confess sin, to receive forgiveness, and to return to the Father's love.
我们看一看下一张的 slide, 我们读出这个经文就是他的祷告。
Let's read it together.
Yeah, in Chinese or in English.
我承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，
我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你藉着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。在这里，尼希米是承认他和他的家族都是犯罪亏欠神。
In verse 6, Nehemiah confesses that he and his family have sinned against God.
当一个人犯罪的时候，永远都会影响其他人。
When one person sins, it always affects other people.
在创世纪的时候，当亚当和夏娃是吃这个禁果，他们不单止是犯罪，但是他们是令到罪进入这个世界。
When Adam and Eve ate the fruit in Eden, they didn't only sin, but they caused sin to enter the world.
当以色列人是犯罪的时候，不跟随神的诫命，整个国家都是被掳走，是被巴比伦国、波斯国去统占的。
When the Israelites sinned and disobeyed God's commands, the nation was exiled and taken over by Babylon and Persia.
当我自己去犯罪的时候，我自私，我不亲近神的时候，我的太太，我的女儿都会被我的罪而影响。
When I sin by giving into my selfishness and not drawing near to God, my wife and my children are affected by my sin.
我觉得尼希米呢很勇敢，因为他愿意去承认他的罪和他国家的罪。
I think Nehemiah was very brave because he had to confess and own up to his sin and the sin of his nation.
因为其实世界教我们经常说、你是对的，其他人呢是错的。
Because the world teaches us that we are right and that others are wrong.
所以很多时候我们会控诉其他人，我们赖了其他人，或者去论断其他人。
So a lot of times we focus on accusing others or judging others.
可能在工作会发生，我们小朋友上学会发生，我们的家庭甚至教会都会发生的。
This can happen at work, it can happen at school, it can even happen in the church.
我记得很多年前，当我仲系做紧神学嘅时候咧，我对某啲人、某啲事件系好怒气、好有愤怒嘅。
Iggy remembers several years ago when he was in seminary that he got really frustrated with some people and some things that were going on.
我就會手指指,哇,這些人呢,有這些問題,要怎麼解決呢?就這樣,這樣,這樣去解決他們的問題。
He would point his fingers and tell them and talk about what problems they had and how they could solve it.
但感謝神呢,我有機會同我的coach,栽培我的一位博士去講,傾這件事。
But thankfully, he had the opportunity to talk to his coach and have a conversation about this attitude. He said to Iggy, you need to be like Nehemiah. Confess, I did this, we did this. Even if it's not directly your sin, own up to your sin.
是的,他跟我說,就算你不是直接你犯的罪,但你都要認。 他說我的罪,我的家族,我的國家的罪。
This is what Nehemiah did. He said, my sin, but also the sin of my family and my people.
如果我們要拆毀罪的勢力,我們需要承認我們自己的罪,好像尼希米一樣。
If we want to break the power of sin, we need to acknowledge and confess our own sin like Nehemiah.
是需要承認我們走錯了方向啊。
We have to acknowledge that we're going the wrong way.
我們沒有愛神,沒有愛人去跟隨神的戒命。
We're not loving God or loving people and we're not going in His commands.
但是悔改認罪不單止是停止犯罪。
But repenting is not simply stopping to sin.
不是,是需要改變我們的心,改變我們的行為。
No, it requires a change of heart and behavior.
當我同Anna以前拍拖的時候,我都時候要揸車去Abbotsford,去Langley去接佢。When
Anna and Iggy were dating, he had to drive to Abbotsford and Langley all the time.
有一次當時我唔係好識啲方向,我去Langley接佢,但我就行錯咗路。One
time he was going to go pick up her in Langley, but he got lost and he took the wrong turn.
咁本來我應該去教緊琴去接佢,但唔知行下下行咗去個farm嗰度,跟住有啲馬喺度騎緊馬,好似行錯路。Instead
of picking her up from the house where she was teaching piano, he ended up on a farm with horses grazing in the grass.
咁我可以打俾佢,喂,Anna,對唔住,我去錯地方,係我錯,我犯罪。Now
he could have just stayed there and called Anna and said, I'm sorry, I went the wrong way, I was wrong.
但咁樣足唔足夠?
But would that be enough to make it right?
不足夠,因為他還在家等我。No,
because she was still waiting at the house for him to pick her up.
我需要呢,是做一個U-turn,返返去找他,行啱返條路。Iggy
needed to make a U-turn to turn back to the correct way in order to find her.
這個就是悔改認罪。That's
what repentance is.
是承認呢,我們是離開了主耶穌,離開了十字架。
It's confessing that we have walked away from Jesus and walked away from the cross.
是認罪的時候,我們要轉回U-turn,回到耶穌那裡。So
when we confess, we make a U-turn and we return back to Jesus.
認罪,
confess sin.
歸回爸爸,
return to God.
這就是尼希米所做的事。That's
what Nehemiah was doing.
而我們今位五位洗禮的弟兄姊妹今天就是做這件事。And
that's what the five candidates today are doing when they receive baptism.
他們是歸回爸爸的愛。They're
returning to the Father's love.
當我們歸回爸爸的愛的時候,他們就可以被神大能的手去救贖。When
we return to the Father's love, we can be redeemed by God's mighty hand.
下一張 slide. 因為神有一個應許給我們的。Because
God our Father has a promise for us.
他應許就是當我們歸回祂的時候,祂會召聚我們,帶到我們去到祂為我們選擇的居所。He
promises that if we return to Him, He will gather us and bring us to the place He has chosen for us.
我們下一張 slide,一起用英文和中文去讀出來。Let's read together.
But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
以色列人透過尼希米是歸回神,歸回耶路撒冷。
The Israelites under Nehemiah were returning to God.
尼希米相信當他為國家去認罪,去遵守神的戒命的時候,神會帶領他們去到他為他預備的地方。Nehemiah
trusted that by confessing and obeying God would lead them to the place he had promised.
就好像我們的教會這幾年都在等候神給我們的應許地。It's
just like how our church over the past few years has been looking for our promised land.
我們相信當我們親近爸爸的時候,我們去遵守他的戒命的時候,神是會 召聚我們, 帶我們去到他為我們選擇的居所。
We believe that by drawing close to Him and obeying Him, that Abba Father will gather us and bring us to the place He has chosen for us.
在今日每一个在座的这么多位，可能你都有个居所嘅地方你想去到，可能你有个生命嘅阶段你系想去到嘅。
For each of us here today, there may be a place that we want to be, a life stage that we want to get to.
可能系关于即系你嘅家庭、你嘅屋企，或者你嘅职业，可能你翻学嘅事，或者系你身体嘅健康。
Maybe it has to do with your home or your profession, your school or your physical health.
我同我太太 Anna 好多时候都有，未必系一齐谂同一样嘢。我哋谂啊，我哋将来嘅家系应该点样咧？我哋放假嘅时候应该点样休息咧？我哋点样工作咧？我哋应该点教我哋个女咧？
Yeah, my wife and I have different ideas about how our home should look like, how we should spend our vacation, how we should work, and how we should raise our children.
但系当我哋每一次嚟到神面前去寻求佢嘅时候，去承认我哋嘅罪嘅时候，
But whenever we seek God together and confess our sins,
神每一次都会俾我哋睇得到，佢为我哋预备最好嘅。
God always shows us what His best preparation is for us.
因为我哋悔改认罪嘅时候，我哋归回爸爸咧，爸爸永远都系听我哋嘅。
Because when we repent and return to the Father, Daddy is always listening.
爸爸永远都系会伸出佢呢个伟大嘅手嚟拯救我哋。
Daddy is always going to stretch out His mighty hand and rescue us.
祂会带我们去到祂为我们预备的地方。
He will bring us to the place He has chosen for us.
让我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
爸爸，你是伟大的神。
God, You are the mighty God.
但是神，我承认很多时候我就是不跟随你的诫命。
But God, I confess that often I don't follow Your commands.
所以大家现在我们就向爸爸有段时间去认罪，我们所有没有跟随祂的，没有爱祂，没有爱人的，我们向爸爸去倾诉。
So everybody, let's just turn our hearts to Abba Father and confess our sins before Him right now. God, would You forgive me for my stiff neck and my unbelief? Would You hear each of our cries out to You, Lord? So I want to invite everyone, if you feel like God is speaking to you this morning and has spoken to you, to extend your hands out to the Lord.
是啊，你伸出你的手，说爸爸，我需要你的帮助。
To stretch out your arms to say, Abba, Father, Daddy, I need Your help.
是啊，你伸出你的手，说爸爸，我不够相信你啊。
Abba, Father, I don't have enough faith in You.
是啊，爸爸，我需要你伸出你的手啊，来拖住我嘅手嚟带领我啊。God,
I need You to extend Your hand to me to lead me by the hand.
是啊，我嘅家庭好混乱，我嘅工作好混乱，我嘅国家好混乱啊。There's
so many things in my life, Lord, my family, my work, this country, Lord, that are all in disarray.
所以今日啊，爸爸，我哋需要，我哋承认，我哋需要你嘅带领，你圣灵嚟充满我哋。So
God, we acknowledge that we need You, Lord, that we need Your Holy Spirit to fill us up.
多谢你，爸爸，你听我哋嘅祷告。
Thank You, Daddy, that You hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们很特别的时间，就会有啲见证。我哋问咗个三位，可唔可以开始嚟到前边？我会邀请你哋嚟到。 The three who have been invited to share their testimony, can you just come to the front so I can prepare? I think we'll start with the youngest. 今日我哋有啲见证咧，系洗礼坚信礼嘅人。Felix 系咪度？Felix。
Yeah, he's there.
Hello. We'll just invite Felix.
Come straight up, Felix. Right here.
Felix, just come up first. We'll invite the youngest
come
one.
Come here.
So I think I'm going to talk to him in English, and I'll summarize in Chinese at the end, just for the sake of time. So why don't you introduce yourself to us? What is your name? How old are you?
Hi, my name is Felix. I'm 12. I'm 13.
You're 13. You're a teenager. Okay. So Felix, today I think you're receiving confirmation, right? When were you baptized?
December.
December. Okay. I just want to ask you, since coming to follow Jesus, How has your life changed, or have you changed anything because of God in your life? What have you experienced?
Well, we started repenting our sins, and then we prayed, yeah.
You started repenting and praying. Oh, and have you done this by yourself, with your family? What is that like?
With our family.
That's great. And as you've done this, what has made you, you know, made this decision to get baptized, to get confirmed? Like, how has God led you to that?
So we can join God's family.
All right, so to join God's family. Yeah. So we welcome Felix to the family today. Let's give him a hand. Felix 即係話啦，佢自從認識耶穌之後，學習點樣去悔改認罪，同佢家人一起去尋求主。而佢今日真係想洗禮，因為佢想堅信禮，因為佢想真係加入神嘅家庭。
Oh, thank you, Felix.
Yeah.
Woo. Invite Abel to come up now.
Dumb Abel 會分享，咁我之後會 summarize。
Hello. Hi, I'm my name is Abel. I'm 28. And I'm part of the REC English. Today I just want to share I guess how I've changed as a result of God's presence in my life, and why did I come to baptize now at such an age. So I guess the story begins in where I guess through my parents, they brought me to a lot of the Awana clubs, Sunday school, Sunday vacation Bible school, you know, stuff that children at church would be raised through. I probably accepted Christ at one of those points, but up until then, my faith was more Bible memorization and very fact-based, and I couldn't feel or struggle to feel how the Holy Spirit was working in me. So after high school, I think like most graduate students, they pursued a lot of things. They sought things outside of the church through university life, seeking cool friends, trying different clubs, sports, and seeking out their career. But as a result, I think it built up a lot of worry, anxiety, uncertainty, a lot of self thoughts that I could do it all myself, but I could do things my own way. I think throughout this time, Christ was probably in the back of my mind. I didn't deny him, but he was not really my forefront. And also around the same time, I think a brother in REC brought me to REC English, but even then, I only came when I could wake up or I didn't have a party the previous night or something like that. In terms of turning back to Jesus, I think around a couple years ago, I had a series of panic attacks, which brought me out of work and away from my regular activities. So, my mother prayed for me very hard and encouraged me to seek the Lord. And I think throughout this time of healing, silence, and even fear, I felt really weak and incapable. And the Lord told me that I needed to follow, listen to him, and more of instructions. From that point on, I think I attended REC more often and got to talk to meet a lot of brothers and sisters in REC. And as the years go by, I even took on serving roles, and I just was just, I guess, hungrier and hungrier for the faith. But over time, I think the change was that once I placed more of him in my life, the anxieties, the panics, the irrational thoughts, the uncertainty, all seem to have been lifted. And so I would say that's how God changed my life. So I guess comparing my faith prior to university and now, it was more of like a word-based thing, and I didn't feel the Lord was working. But as I went through more life experiences, I took a look back at all the good things that I think the Lord has done for me in terms of my career, my family, my relationships, and even my health. And it was very difficult for me to say that it was of my own doing. And so I lift those up to the Lord, and So today I confess and repent of my ignorance and Jesus in my life, and I acknowledge his life, death, and resurrection, and I dedicated my life to the life to the Lord and be a witness of how the glory of God can work in my life and also in how it can also work for others. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
我試下從佢講嘅嘢就係話，佢長大嘅時候冇開到，開咗學。佢長大嘅時候，去好多教會嘅事工，去唔同兒童嘅事工。當時佢可能係接受過耶穌，但係佢真係未經歷過聖靈，神嘅臨在，所以過咗中學之後咧，佢就冇再去教會，就係尋求咗自己嘅嘢咧，自己嘅事業啊，揾好多其他嘢係唔喺神嘅裏邊，所以令到佢好多嘅好緊張，好多嘢要用自己嘅方法去做，因為耶穌唔係佢嘅王。當時有個朋友喺呢個教會邀請佢嚟到。 但幾年前咧，佢就開始有啲好多嘅緊張嘅事發生，令到佢好多叫 panic attack， 即係透唔到氣啊，好緊張咁樣。咁所以佢嘅媽媽就為佢禱告，而鼓勵佢咧去尋求神。佢覺得好軟弱啊，當時，但係佢聽到神咧叫佢安靜嘅時候咧，係聽佢嘅指示，係開始係嚟教會去尋求佢。 而當時佢就開始去多啲嚟到教會嘅時候，去侍奉、去追求，好渴慕主耶穌。而嗰個開始有改變，因為佢嘅嗰啲緊張啊、嗰啲唔舒服，所有嘅感覺咧，開始咧被耶穌係拎走嘅。而所以佢就話，當時開始見到神喺佢嘅生命工作，喺佢家庭，喺佢嘅健康啊，所有嘅當中，所以今日佢嚟到洗禮係要承認佢嘅罪，佢要係歸回神，承認咧佢係當時係犯罪，係所以而家要相信神，係宣告主耶穌嘅死而復活，係見證佢嘅榮耀。
Amen. Wow, so Abel's mom, Fanny, is here. Yeah, Fanny, stand up. Yeah. It's so important for a mom's prayer to her son. And Fanny is also a member of our restaurant church, Emmanuel 330, for almost 5 years. Yeah, so today we have Joyce. Now, Felix is from REC Kids, and then we have Abel from REC English, and now we have Joyce from REC Chinese. Yeah. 好，請你嚟到哈。 So she will speak in Cantonese, and then Iggy will have a summary. 好啊，阿 Joyce
啊，你可唔可以話俾我哋聽咧？耶穌當你認識耶穌之後，耶穌點改變嘅生命咧？你以前信乜嘢嘅？經過啲乜嘢好特別嘅嘢，以至到你信咗耶穌？係，我喺我92年底咧就回流咗翻嚟香港做嘢嘅，咁。 喺94、95年咧認識個好朋友咧，就佢就送咗本聖經俾我。咁我咧就經常咧就攞住呢本聖經咧就去出差。咁得閒嘅時候咧，我就會抄低聖經嘅話語嘅。咁耶穌咧就好似確確實實好似喺我個心裏邊嘅。咁到我咧唔知點解咧係迷失咗方向，一路嚟嘅時候咧糊裡糊塗。 就去信咗一個佛教，咁係一個佛教徒。咁但係咧喺呢個當中裏邊咧，我係感覺到係完全係冇平安個心裏邊。咁同時咧，亦都係唔感覺到嗰個慈愛喺我個心裏邊。咁到2008年，因為我咧係做祭醫工作㗎，咁我同弟弟係開公司同埋工廠㗎，喺香港同埋中山。 咁我就喺嗰段時間咧，就公司都有啲困境喺度嘅，就係因為呢個經濟體系唔係咁好。咁我就係翻咗嚟温哥華嘅時候，即係嚟探親我媽咪喺呢度。咁我咧就為咗我哋個公司啊，同埋個經濟有好多嘅擔憂困擾住自己。咁啊瞓覺瞓唔著，夜晚黑瞓唔著。 咁啊，唔知點解喺好朦朧、好朦朧嘅時候咧，就係詩篇23篇咧，喺我個腦海裏邊不斷咁樣樣，一個字一個字係咁樣樣，係咁樣出嚟。咁我當下咧就覺得，哇！點解會咁奇妙嘅咧？神點解會咁樣會有呢、這個信息喺我個腦裏邊咧，當時我係個佛教徒啊，咁我 第二天起身的时候呢，我就要好好地检视我自己，我究竟真的走错了路，走错了方向，偏行了几路，迷失了的羔羊。那神呢，一路一路呢，都是一个好的带领给我，有很多个好朋友，给了很多的鼓励支持我。咁同埋咧，點樣講咧？為我祈禱啊，各方面即係都好好。咁我咧就讓我感動，好感動。咁我到我翻去中國大陸同埋呢個香港嘅時候咧，我將所有個偶像啊，就全部係經過太平堂嗰度咧嘅弟兄姊妹幫我去掉走曬佢，因為我做生意嗰陣時成日話拜神啊、成啊咁樣，我就係偏行咗幾路啦。咁當我覺得我神同埋耶穌基督喺我心裏邊嘅時候咧，我覺得我係要剔除曬呢啲咁嘅事呢啲咁嘅嘢去啦。咁同埋咧，仲有我喺加拿大有位好好嘅朋友咧，就係、是、因為我話喺中山冇教會，咁佢話咧佢後來咧就同個同學傾開，咁原來咧中山係有教會，佢就介紹咗佢嘅親戚嗰度咧係兩母女嚟嘅，就嚟到喺中山帶我去教會，一路嚟咧，佢俾咗好多個信實我，而佢哋都係音樂學會嘅音樂學院嘅開音樂學院嘅係院長，同埋個女亦都係唱詩歌成詩嗰啲嘅嚇，咁俾咗好多嘅好好嘅鼓勵我，咁我就因此咧我就一路路係咁睇聖經同埋翻教會。咁嚟到我而家係呢個2月17號嚟到呢個温哥華，再重新回流翻嚟呢個好嘅地方。咁另外咧，亦都係得著另外一個好好嘅朋友帶咗我嚟以馬內利堂，因為我係想尋求，我今次翻嚟咧就係想尋求一個安定嘅居所。咁變咗咧嚟到以馬內利堂咧，各位弟兄姊妹嗰個熱誠，主教牧師佢哋嗰個啟發，就令到我咧好感動，同埋咧係我覺得係神帶領咗我過嚟呢一度咧，就係、是、不管我嘅家庭、工作、身體，佢都係一路一路係咁樣眷顧嚇。咁我變咗咧覺得我係嚟得啱，同埋咧我唔會再去迷失方向，再唔會偏行幾路嚇。就今次我嚟洗禮咧，我係會係堅信、堅信再堅信。
阿老爺，阿老爺。
So Joyce is a long story. In the 90s, she was in Hong Kong and a friend gave her a Bible and she would often read through and write down scripture. Seemed like Jesus was in her life, but she began to be lost and shortly after she became a Buddhist. But she said that she had no peace and didn't experience any merciful love. And in the 2000s, 2008, she in her pharmacy business, worried a lot, there's some troubles, so she couldn't sleep. Until one night, Psalm 23 spoke to her, and the words just came to her again and again, and even though she was actually a Buddhist at the time, and so she really had to reflect on her life and how she had walked the wrong way. And so God led her through many friends, and so she began to destroy all the idols that were in China and all of her businesses, and she needed to evict all of them. And this year, in February, she returned to Vancouver, and through a friend, she came to REC, and she was just seeking the dwelling place that God had prepared for her. And she began to sense the belonging through this church, and she just saw how God again and again led her through her health, her family, and friends, that God is leading her so she will no longer be lost. So thanks be to God. Amen.